calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Someone coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home.
Hello and welcome to another show. You've just tuned in to Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show with your host, Matt. If you're a brand new listener, check out our blog. Go to austrandedradio.com. You find out a little bit more about what the show's all about. Lots of interviews we have archived there, and almost 300 podcasts of full shows. In fact, I think next week might be the 300th podcast. So, if you're a new listener, I hope you enjoy what's ahead for the next hour. We're going to kick it off with a classic band from Australia called Rose Tattoo. Real great band, rock and roll, in the kind of spirit of AC/DC, with some great slide guitar and Angry Anderson on vocals, the diminutive frontman. This band is still in existence, and they first formed in 1976. A lot of really fantastic guitar players have been part of the band. Pete Wells, Ian Rillan, who went on to be a member of X, Mick Cox, Lobby Lloyd, even the legendary Lobby Lloyd. But the band has had numerous lineup changes throughout its history. And Angry Anderson's pretty much the only sole remaining member of the original incarnation. I'm playing this band this week because I noticed that in the set list of the Guns N' Roses show that just happened in Sydney, New South Wales, they brought Angry Anderson on stage for him to run through a track from the early days of Rose Tattoo called Nice Guys Don't Play Rock and Roll. And that was actually recorded by Guns N' Roses way back in the 80s on an early EP, I think, that came out before Appetite for Destruction. So Axl and the band were great fans of Rose Tattoo way, way, way back. And I'm going to let you know what the early sounds of Rose Tattoo were like. They were the real deal. This is a real hard rock and roll band, did a lot of touring. Edgy guys, great sound, great slide guitar. Classic stuff. So we're going to kick it off going right back to the late 70s. Their debut record, Rose Tattoo. We're going to hear Rock and Roll Outlaw. And we're going to hear Nice Boys. And a track from an album that came out in 1982 called Scarred for Life. So hope you enjoy this throwback to Rose Tattoo going right back to November 1978. Here it is. Rock and Roll Outlaw.
Tell me what to do. I don't need a long-haired lady to love me. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Yeah, we're back here on Stranded. That was Rose Tattoo. Three tracks in a row, going right back to the debut release from 78 with the tracks Rock and Roll Outlaw and Nice Boys. And next up was the first track off Scarred for Life, a track called Scarred for Life, and that album came out in 1982, I believe. And I'm revisiting this band because Axl Rose invited Angry Anderson on stage at the Guns N' Roses show in Sydney just a couple of days back. He invited Angus Young to come on, and he did Riff Raff and one other song, I believe. And then Angry Anderson came on and played Nice Boys with them. So rock and roll doesn't get much better. This is Stranded. Brand new music now. Late last year, we played some tracks from This Way North. They are a great new two-piece from Melbourne. And they have a brand new single out called Head Above Water, and a really awesome film clip that they've just released. It's got a lot of nature, like people enjoying the Australian outdoors, swimming in a creek and having a good time. And on their Facebook page, it says here that Head Above Water is about our quest to live in the present in what has become an ever more frantically paced world. This is something we both strive to do and know more and more if you feel the same, and we hope you like the song. So here we go. Here is This Way North out of Melbourne with Head Above Water. And then we're going to hear two new tracks from Australia. And the artists we're going to hear are Sweet Whirl and Carla Del Forno. So I'll tell you a little bit about those artists when we get back. But first up, This Way North here on Stranded.
Swimming with my Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola. No marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
We're back here on Stranded. Thanks for tuning in. So, brand new Australian music at the top there. This Way North, one of the great new bands that came out of Australia last year. They're a two-piece from Melbourne. I believe they may be headed to Canada at some point this year. Fingers crossed. That is a brand new single that was released literally days ago called Head Above Water. Next up was Sweet Whirl out of Melbourne. And that's a side project of somebody from a band called Scott and Charlene's Wedding, who are really, really fantastic. So Sweet Whirl, very kind of lo-fi stuff there. It was recorded after hours at Polyester Records, and apparently you can hear some traffic in the background, Melbourne trams, people walking down Brunswick Street. And we also heard there in that set Carla Del Forno with a track called Fast Moving Cars, another new Australian artist, and the album that's from is called You Know What It's Like. We are into the Canadian part of the show now. Japan Droids, one of the best bands to come out of Vancouver and really make a go for it globally. They have a highly anticipated new album out called Near to the Wild Heart of Life. And we're going to play for you a track from that record called No Known Drink or Drug. And then Julie Doiron, she has a band together, Julie and the Wrong Guys. And a 7-inch single has been released called Homeless. We're going to play the B-side for that. And then also out of Toronto is Century Palm. And their debut record, Meet You, is out. We're going to play a track from that. So here we go. Here's Japan Droids. You're on Stranded.
Lips colored crimson clover. I see a fire. I'm no longer alone. Closer and closer to that feeling of home.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
And we're into the Canadian music here. Brand new music. So much of it out of Canada. And we do our best to give you a tiny, tiny sampling here. Japan Droids at the top of the set with No Known Drink or Drugs. And then Julie and the Wrong Guys out of Toronto. The B-side to their new 7-inch called, the 7-inch is Homeless, that's the title track, and then the B-side is Farther From You, and that's the track we heard. Julie and the Wrong Guys featuring Eamon McGrath on guitar. And then also out of Toronto, their Century Palm. They have a debut record called Meet You, and we heard their track called King of St. John. We don't play a lot of music from out east here on the show, mostly Vancouver music, so it's good to hear what's happening out there. Speaking of Vancouver, three in a row coming up right now, starting with an artist named Kelly Fleming. First name is spelled K-E-L-E. and her record is out, called Static. She's been around for quite a long time, and quite a long time between albums, but very, very fine quality. We're going to hear a track from Mosaic. And then Louise Burns, also with some very deep roots in the Vancouver music world. We're going to hear a track from her Young Mopes record. And then Sunday Morning, another track from the debut record from that band out of Vancouver as well. So starting out with Kelly Fleming, this is Stranded.
to feed. Help me know that something is still real. Hold on, hold on, hold on till it comes. Hold on, hold on, hold on till it comes. Come the rain.
Chris Terrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
Hi there, my name's Matt. You've been listening to Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show, or maybe you just tuned in and are curious about what's been happening in the last hour. Well, go to the blog ausstrandedradio.com and you can check out our archive shows. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/ausstrandedradio, and Twitter at Oz Stranded. Three more Canadian tracks there, Vancouver based. At the top of the set was an artist named Kelly Fleming with her new record Static. We played a track called Mosaic. And then Louise Burns with Storms from the Young Mopes record, and Sunday Morning, a band that we featured last week, and a track called Come the Rain. That's the lead off track off their debut record. Very interesting story behind how that album came together. So we're out of time. I'm going to leave you with one track now from the past. We're going back to the album Rattle and Bones, Casey Chambers and Shane Nicholson, out of Australia. Great roots track here. Bye for now.
Thank you. the dust and